morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start out contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 64. And following that, we will drop quietly, deeply into our hearts. Lesson 64. Let me not forget my function. Today's idea is merely another way of saying, let me not wander into temptation. The purpose of the world I see is to obscure my function of forgiveness and provide me with the justification for forgetting it. It is the temptation to abandon God and His Son by taking on a physical appearance. It is this, the physical appearance, the body's eyes look upon. Though the Holy Spirit has another use for all of the illusions I have made, and therefore He sees another purpose in them, to the Holy Spirit, the world is a place where I learn to forgive myself what I think are as my sins. And this perception, the physical appearance of temptation, becomes the spiritual recognition of salvation. Only by fulfilling the function given me by God will I be happy. This is because my function is to be happy by using the means by which happiness becomes inevitable. There is no other way. Therefore, every time I choose whether or not to fulfill my function, I am really choosing whether or not to be happy. Jesus asks me to prepare myself in advance for all the decisions I will make today by remembering they are all really very simple. Each one will lead to happiness or unhappiness. Can such a simple decision really be difficult to make? It is impossible that any decision on earth can have a content different from just this one simple choice. This is the only choice the Holy Spirit sees. Therefore, it is the only choice there is. Let me not forget my function. Let me not try to substitute mine for God's. Let me forgive and be happy. Let me not forget my function. This lesson has me contemplating what the ego is. And the ego is simply a collection of false beliefs that I hold. and what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is as I look on something and find myself being moved off of my peaceful center to anything, anger, upset, disappointment. It's when I move off the point of center that I have gone through and judged what's happening by looking through, by rifling through the false beliefs, the collection of ego false beliefs. It's like I'm holding a hand of playing cards and I pull a few out that help me to decide how to react to whatever it is that I am seeing. And the forgiveness part is to be aware that I have reacted and made a judgment based on rifling through these false beliefs and finding one or many that helped me make a new judgment, to be aware that I've done that, and to be willing to say, I forgive myself. In my innocence, I believed that this collection of false beliefs could help me in deciphering what I am looking at. But it also needs to go a step further. I need to become aware of the false belief, the false beliefs that is in the collection of false beliefs. I need to sit with Spirit and allow Spirit to identify the false belief and let Spirit explain why this is a false belief. And then I need to remove it from the collection, the ego collection of false beliefs. I need to remove it with confidence so that the collection grows smaller with each time I can, through true forgiveness, remove a belief that is not the truth. And this has to be done with conviction, with totality, that this false belief is completely false in all situations. And how I save the world is, as I whittle away at this collection, as it grows smaller and smaller and smaller, this collection of false beliefs that we call the ego, I save the world by yanking them out with conviction and confidence. Each time one of these beliefs has been yanked out, it leads closer to the salvation of the world. When all have been yanked out and the ego no longer has collection, it simply disappears and the world is saved. This is my function. My dog got loose the other day. The gate was left open, it was dark, and I got very fearful. And I was able to bring myself back somewhat to a peaceful state, but not truly. And I kind of left it at that. But today, as I read this lesson, I know that it is my function to go back and look at that more closely. To see where the fear stems from. Because if it happens again, if she gets out at night, I'll be back in the same place I was, very fearful. And after reading this lesson today, I am just not willing to go there. I am not willing to let that false belief remain in this collection of ego false beliefs. I am becoming intolerant of this mind wandering. It is making me see that to allow the false belief to remain is about abandoning God and not trusting Him. I am very committed in this moment to not allow these thoughts to remain in this collection we call ego. It is my function to remove them by going to my inner guide, my higher self, and gaining confidence and learning the truth. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my true self, help me not to wander into temptation today. Help me not to wander into the temptation of going to the collection of ego false beliefs to interpret what I am seeing. Instead, help me to let go of that temptation and turn to you, where you can guide me in the truth of who I am. Amen. As we sink deeply into our heart, letting go of all temptations to be distracted by any image or thought that is held in the collection of the ego, let us forget all of this world, all of those images, and sink deeply into our hearts, where we can find the truth of who we are. Thank you for joining with me today in this sacred space of truth. Namaste.